Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 27th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 3 cents at 5.53 and 3/4. SEP wheat down 6 3/4 cents, 7.18 1/2, and November beans down 3 cents at 13.23 1/4. The oil was up 31 ticks after being down about 150 points out here. The meal closed weak, down 350 at 352.40. It looks like some buying in the corn. We rallied at almost a dime off the lows. Pretty strong action there. Looked like maybe the Chinese weren't here buying. We also have the hurricane. Right now it's a tropical storm crossing over Cuba. It looks like it's going to be a hurricane category 1 by the time it leaves. And they're talking about it being a hurricane category 3, maybe even a 4, by the time it gets up somewhere between New Orleans and Houston. So if it hits New Orleans side, it certainly could bring some problems to the soybean market. But the beans were down here. The corn was up. Didn't make a whole lot of sense, but I think it was really Chinese buying that moved the corn higher here today. The options expired. One interesting point about that is SEP corn was trading around 550 most of the day and then rallied 8 cents late in the day. So those 550 puts and calls, the puts will be worthless, but there'll be 8 cents in those calls. I'm really surprised they didn't try to get it to go off at 550, but it shows the underlying strength, and again, maybe from the Chinese buying out here. But we'll see what happens with the hurricane over the weekend. These things have a tendency to move direction, strengthen, weaken. Who knows what's going to happen out there. I would say if it hits, it would be supportive for the bean market. If it doesn't hit, probably not. Crop progress on Monday. With the heat that's out there, one would think that we'd see the reductions continue in the corn and beans. Is it going to be offset by the rains? We'll have to see. But one has to think that North Dakota and Minnesota certainly should improve, and Iowa. So we'll have to see what that brings on Monday. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.